Okay, just update from yesterday's injuries. Danny Trevathan actually had a patella dislocation. We haven't done anything procedural yet, but more than likely he'll be lost for the season. Peyton Manning thigh, Ryan Clady thigh. They'll be day to day. We'll update you on Thursday when the team comes back for practice. And then Brandon Marshall has a foot sprain and. Day to day, we'll update you on Thursday. Any questions?
Can you talk about Trevathan and everything he's gone through?
I just got off the phone with him. It's this game's tough, and you look at some of the guys coming back off of last year. Danny's had a rough season, as far as knee issues, and sometimes setbacks are setups for better things to come, and that'll be his mindset as he gets ready for surgery and then gets ready for the. A pretty strenuous rehab involved to come back, but we feel like he'll do a great job.
Have you had a chance to evaluate the guys that stepped up yesterday in Marshall's absence?
Yeah, Todd Davis came in. Obviously, Stevie Johnson's played a pretty big role in that throughout the year. Laurenti McRae filled in at times for Von Miller. If you go across the board, the running back position, the rest. CJ, Juwan Thompson stepped in along with Jeremy Stewart, had a couple nice carries. Left tackle Ryan Clady went out fairly early in the game, and Chris Clark stepped in. So it was interesting.
Coach, how good of a find has Todd Davis been? I mean, I know you're always searching.
I think, he's adapted quickly. He does have good football awareness and football character. I think he's done a very good job, in a short time.
If Brandon's out, would Stevie call the defensive signals? Or
way too far ahead. Yeah.
Hey, Coach, with Malik Jackson, he played really well yesterday. Can you just describe Malik Jackson, the player, and Malik Jackson, the dude?
Wow. The dude. I'll stick with the player, but I think he's played well, very well. He played well last year, and I think he's a young player that has a great passion for the game. He plays snap to whistle. A lot of the things, he's pretty relentless, both whether it's pursuing the run or the pass, and he's made a lot of plays, busting out of the pile in pursuit. So I think he's pretty relentless.
What about his personality? How's that?
I enjoy his personality. I don't want to go into too much detail, but say again.
Do others not enjoy his personality?
I can't speak for everybody else. I know I enjoy him. I enjoy being around him, and he's a good teammate, to my knowledge, and I know he's well liked by the coaches.
I'm just making sure Danny's, is it the same leg he's injured?
This year, yeah. I mean, he had a knee injury a year ago, I think, right out here at camp. That was the other side, and all three. Issues this year, but on the same day.
How tough was it adapting to having both guys with radio receivers in their helmets and out once Danny?
Well, it was interesting. Again, you've kind of gotten away from signals on defense, but we had to readapt that, and we kind of had a little system in place so we didn't have to signal. I don't want to get too much into that, but it was actually without, having to communicate visually with signals and without any kind of helmet communication. I thought our staff did a good job of adjusting to that.
Just more shouting?
No.
Well then, how pleased are you with the defensive effort to hold a good Chargers team to 10 points with the communication limitations and personnel?
Well, I thought he did a tremendous job. I think it was a big spot. It had a lot of riding on it, both sides. Our guys prepared very hard, and I thought it was a pretty gritty performance with all that happened, and a bunch of guys were getting nicked. Their team got nicked too, so it was a very physical game. And our guys stuck in there and found a way to get it done.
Corey Nelson and Lamine Barrow each had opportunities earlier this season, mm-hmm. And then he kind of backed off, and some other guys got in there. Talk about their development so far in the rookie season, and they have to step up now.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to lean on everybody on that 53-man roster, and they're part of it. They've had some opportunities on defense. They've had plenty of opportunities on fourth down throughout the season where they performed very well. I think it's a great proving ground in the National Football League. Is special teams, and so we'll assess that as we get into the week's work against Cincinnati. And like I said, when we form up back on Thursday, I'm sure we'll have a plan. It's not there quite yet.
Chris Harris was in here earlier. Can you kind of going back to the flurry when you guys were signing all these undrafted free agents coming out of the lockout? He wasn't the first guy you talked about. He was down here, signing bonus wise, and but yet he's the guy who emerged.
Well, I think and I'm sure John spoke to this, but I mean he's what you're looking for. I think when you have a guy start his career like he did, earn his stripes, so to speak, like he's done, just a tenacious competitor, both in the meeting rooms, on the practice field, and in turn, they usually relate to good play on Sundays. He's homegrown, so to speak. He's kind of who you want to reward. That's exactly the kind of player that we want representing us. Yep.
You can see pretty quickly.
Yeah, you see football awareness, football character, just the awareness more than anything. And regardless of what position, you see that fairly quickly, I think, as a football coach. And you could definitely identify that with him immediately. Now, that's not – you can't define whether a guy's going to be a two-year starter or a Hall of Famer, but, you know he belongs. And he can wire it, they're wired right. And, you can see that early on with Chris.
Coach, I don't know if we've talked to you since you put Monte and Quentin on the IR. Mm-hmm. How tough is it for both those guys, especially with as hard as Quentin worked to get back and then Monte?
It's never easy. And both those are great kids. And, we have strong feelings for it. Weekly to daily basis, you're trying to do things that are going to improve your football team. And, just at this point in the season, we thought it was best for us.
What was Danny's mood like when you talked to him? I mean, it's always hard when you're out for the year, but three knee injuries on the same knee, what was he like when you spoke to him?
Very positive. You don't survive in this business without staying positive, and, you can't give up at the first, sign of resistance. So, a lot of these guys, just look at you, we talked about Chris Harris. I mean, this guy's coming off an ACL, to come back out here and, be at the level he's at, it's pretty incredible. So it's a lot of hard work. This doesn't happen. And Danny gets that. He's fought pretty hard to get where he is right now, and he realizes that sometimes these things happen like this, and he'll bounce back from it.
What do you think of Chris Clark's effort with Clady out?
I thought he did a good job. I mean, they were stirring the front quite a bit. They were doing a lot of different things. We had the lead we had. They pretty much know you're trying to get the game over and run the ball. I think all in all, those guys hung in there pretty well. Because, it's just not physical sometimes. So much of it's mental and the calls. And, that team, Pagano and their defense, presents problems anyway. So when you have a couple of new pieces in there, it becomes more difficult.
How was Peyton today?
Good, good. I mean, I think, like most people who get sick, I think you kind of turn around fairly quickly. So he feels much better today.
Where did he hurt his thigh, his quad, whatever? What was that on?
I'm not a doctor, but, I think it's, something that probably occurred maybe from, dehydration, whenever you get that stomach flu, that can happen, and you go out there and you exert yourself. Most people wouldn't want any part of that, but, he sucked that up, and I think it'll be something that we'll know more about as we move forward.
Did you think he was going to play in the second half at halftime?
Yeah, I didn't know what to think. I put that in the medical people's hands, and, when we were doing all the stuff we do at halftime, because we do a lot of things adjustment-wise, he was back in the training room, so I kind of passed through there, and they were still working on him, so I wasn't sure.
Until he ran out?
Yeah, I kind of heard the cheers and kind of knew what was happening, so we were prepared to go either way.
You showed confidence in Brock. there. Mm-hmm. You went with the 2 minute drill.
I mean, look, you know, whether it's Ryan Clady coming out, we go with Chris Clark, or whether it's Peyton Manning coming out, we go with Brock Osweiler. I mean, you're still going to execute your game plan. All right, you know, you can't play this game scared. You know, the situation was over a minute. You know, with 3 timeouts, we had decent field position. You know, we're going to let him play quarterback. Well, I think, you know, I think we've kind of been the goal all season. You know, I think guys said it way back. You know, the key is, and they understand that, you know, how we get here, how we get there. You know, we've been pretty good all season long at keeping our focus small, and all our focus will be on the Cincinnati Bengals.